You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another happy episode of Ask a Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 853. So glad that you're hanging out with us today. Hopefully we bring you a lot of value, give you some things to think about, give you some things to help you grow your business, make it just more successful.
Efficient. Hopefully, yeah, efficient. Maybe you laugh too, because I mean, I always think of like John Lennon's quote, you know, where he's like, I'm 5 years old and I'm sitting in kindergarten. Teacher asks me, what do I want to do in life? And he writes, be happy. And his teacher comes up to him and says, I think you misunderstood the question. And he says, I think you misunderstand life.
As a five-year-old?
As a five-year-old.
I don't believe that story.
Well, it was deep, so just go with it.
Okay.
That really is on the internet somewhere, too. But
I know.
I don't know how real it is.
You mentioned it before, but it sounds like a good story.
But my point is, be happy.
Do what makes you happy?
Yeah. What are you grateful for? Just remember that every day. I think it'll help you.
Totally agree.
So anyway, today we are talking about
crappy footage, but it's actually not crappy footage. What's going on with this individual's drone that's causing him problems?
What can cause a bad video transmission or a VTX? The heat can be one, and if you're flying in the summer, this could happen to you. But also, it could be dependent on what type of phone you're using or tablet or whatever you're using. This could have an effect on what you're doing, so it's something that we will be talking about. But anyway, big special thank you to the Drone You community. For all the 1,000 members who are in the Drone You community, really, really appreciate your support. And if you do find value to the show, leave us a review and subscribe. Let's hear the question, Rob.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Tom. I'm calling because I just got my Phantom 4 Pro V2, just became a Drone You member. I've learned a lot in a very short time. My question is this. I have been flying, doing my practice drills. I record everything. As boring as it is, I record it just as kind of a time capsule of my progress. I've noticed that every single time I come home and download it to my computer, all the files, all the video footage is corrupted. I don't know why. And by corrupted, I mean it's very choppy, and I don't mean my amateur flying skills. I mean the video footage is choppy. It fades in and out. It gets digitally blocky. It'll pause for 5, 10, 15 seconds sometimes, and then fade back in, and then be crystal clear, and then go back to everything I just mentioned. I don't know if this is a common problem that's an easy fix, or if it's something more complicated, if there's interference, if it's my crappy Android phone that's very cheap, or if it's the drone itself, I'm not sure. So any input on this would be greatly appreciated. Thanks for the show. I've learned a lot. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for your time.
All righty, Tom, thank you very much for the question. A lot of detail in there. I look forward to hearing your answer and what we might be able to do to help him. Guys, if you have a question like Tom did, go to askdroneyou.com. We'd love to hear from you as well. Love hearing from all of you guys. And I just want to remind you, if you've got something on your mind, you've got a question that you've been wondering about, so are a lot of other people. So don't think about just yourself. Yeah. Think about everybody else and get that question in. So what do you got for this guy? What's going on? What do you think might be happening?
Well, I have got a couple questions to preface this. And if you're listening to this and you're having VTX issues, we'll help narrow down the problem with these questions as well. First of all, he says he's getting corrupted files. Okay. But they're not corrupted. They're just video feed in, video feed out. Are those files cached to his phone and then he's watching them on his phone? Because if that's the case, Android is notoriously poor for being able to process the signal on DJI Go 4. It's so much processing power on your phone. I mean,
And he said he has a cheap one.
Even on iPhones too, if you don't have, you know, one of the newer generation iPhones, 6S and forward, you're going to have significant issues running DJI Go 4 and getting a solid feed the whole time. If he is running a cheaper version of Android, even I had an Android phone for a while just to do screen recordings for you guys in the show. And I mean, I spent a couple $100 on that phone, and after a month, it couldn't handle anything anymore. When you have an Android phone, or when you have a phone with very little processing power, it's normal to have the feed go in and out. It's normal to have the feed pixelated, come back in, come back out, have a long latency. These are all characteristics of the phone's inability to process the signal. I mean, think about it. Right? When your phone acts as a Wi-Fi hotspot, your personal hotspot, do you ever see how fast it drains your battery? Now, okay, so that's Wi-Fi. That's a signal going in, signal going out, reception and transmission. Now we're receiving a live video feed at 1080p or 720p, depending on which drone you're flying, and you're processing that in real time, and then you're making changes to the camera in real time that are overlaid on that image in real time. So you're trying to take all this data and throw it over a video feed. You can probably see why this is so difficult for a phone to process. If it is a heat issue, and if you are watching the files on your phone, this makes total sense of why you're having these problems. If you're taking the files off of the card and they're corrupted, then you have a whole new set of problems if that is the case. I'm not saying that's the case. I really think it's his phone. He's caching these files from the drone to his phone, and that's why they look like garbage. Now, if he's actually taking the files off of the card itself and he's having these problems, recently with Phantoms, Phantom 4 Pros, Phantom 4 Pro V2s, there's been a really big problem with the sensor overheating. In fact, PJ was out here with a couple of pilots doing cell phone mapping, and they had a couple birds fall out of the sky, essentially, because of massive heat. So, you know, we've talked about Inspires flying in up to 105 degrees. That's if you keep the bird in the shade the entire day. The bird is in the hotel room overnight, cool, and the case is cooling down. I mean, there are precautions on precautions on precautions to take. So, you know, I've heard of people having image problems with their SD cards before, and that was typically because they didn't have an SD card that could write fast enough for those images. You guys gotta understand, I mean, we are really taking the top of the line, you know, sensors, and I'm talking like barometers, you know, ultrasonic sound, stereoscopic cameras for obstacle avoidance. We're taking all of these sensors and putting them together, and we're asking them to operate, which all produce crazy heat, to operate together in crazy heat, we're bound to see a failure. I don't think that this is a limitation on DJI at all. I mean, I'm sure we'll see some robustness. But again, this is why I tell people not to buy the black, what is it? I forget what it's called, but the black Phantoms. What is that?
Is it platinum?
No, not platinum. There's a name for it. Obsidian.
Obsidian. Yeah, that's what it is. That's right.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, but the obsidian looks so cool. Yeah,
it does look cool.
It looks so cool when it's on the ground. Sorry.
Put it on your mantle.
Yeah. I already have four of those and they're outside your office.
That's right. That's our mantle.
Yeah. So,
yeah, because again, if he's using the card that's on board, then that's, I mean, there's nothing having
to
do with the phone.
Yeah, and he didn't specify either. But I will say, I mean, iPads are notorious for overheating as well. And you lose the video feed. It's the first thing that you lose. So if the iPad or his phone is overheating, the first thing to go is the video transmission signal. And if he's recording on the files onto his phone, that's why they look like crap.
Could it be a bad card if he's using the same card over and over again?
Yeah, totally. Also, it could be the other issue that he could be having, and a lot of pilots don't do this. Again, this is another thing that's in our Don't Crash course, is when you go to File System Settings, what this does is it says, do you want your files to be continuous or reset? What it does is it's about the file system. So like if you write 99 files and you have it to reset, you know, then essentially it starts deleting files. If you go to continuous, then what it does is just creates a new folder and starts writing again from 001. So I'm pretty sure it's continuous. That's really important because reset deletes your files. So yeah, I have that right. Anyway. Oh, sorry. Got to dig deep in the memory for that one. There's so many things that go on in the drone world. It's hard to really remember it all. So
a lot of deets.
A lot of details.
As they say.
Yeah. But anyway, I think that is going to do it for us today. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com, upload that question. When you do send in a question, and if you're having issues like this, don't be afraid to first check the website. If you are a member, I saw someone posting about mapping questions inside the community yesterday, and someone was like, guys, this is in the course. You just have to take the time to watch the course. Mm-hmm. So, you know, utilize the community. They're there for you to help you. But, you know, don't be surprised if you don't get a response, because everyone's like, well, that's in the course. You got to watch the course. So
yeah, but a question like this in the community could be great as well, because there could be people in there who experienced the same thing, figured it out, have a solution, and they'll share that with you.
And that happens really all the time.
Cool. Yeah.
Yep. So, well, awesome. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.